Even a blessing is made on the rice level. It doesn't have to be in his shemi, it doesn't have to have to not mind on the rice level. Because it's not true, because after all, he left the Kankam, but it's actually not much. So the element of Machshove is lacking. And so even though they filled up the kelim and the water was contained in the kelim for some time, but it wasn't contained in the kelim through his desire. So the Meile, it didn't become show. It didn't become show. But with the Rabbonon, Rabbi Elazar holds, and according to Rabbi Yehoshua, with the Rabbonon it's also like, according to Rabbi Elazar, with the Rabbonon, so there has to be one of two things. Either it's an Inus Shami, or the Miski Matmai Libeya. So what's the significance of one of these two conditions? Because, in other words, to remove the Marasai, neither I say Rabbi Elazar is made without Inus Shami, without Kimat Mani Dibkhila Libeya. It's alright. Because it's not show. Why is it not show? Because there are two kinds of show. One show is show decree. The other show is show about the Kiyahod. Show about the Kiyahodom it isn't, because he just breaks it. So the water spills not through his force, the water spills through the force of gravity. So it's not show for Kiyahodom. Why is it not show? Through Milo decrees, because the halacha is, when does Mayim become Shuli? Through Milo decree, only when the Kele, when it was contained in the Kele, the Otsene of Dodom. But if it wasn't contained in the Kele, the Otsene of Dodom, if the subjective element is lacking, it doesn't become Shuli decree. Some may say, it's all right with the rice. But with the Rabbonon, there is an meaning of Marasai. In other words, it will look like Shuli. So if we allow it just like that, people will say show is also allowed. They'll see, here they see Kankanim, full Kankanim with water, and then they'll see, I mean, that it breaks the Kankanim, and then it goes up the mikveh. So what will people say? The show is allowed. You can fill up the mikveh by just dumping water. So there has to be a hekya. So what kind of hekya? So either one condition is a good hekya. If, let's say, at the very outset, there is a little bit of water of the Shami, so then people will not say, by observing this, that you can fill up a mikveh by just dumping from kettles water into the bay. Because they know, here it was allowed because there was kimat mayim at the very outset. And, or, if the other condition is satisfied, in other words, if it's in the Shomim, so that means that the mikveh is filled up not exclusively by the breaking of the Kankanim, but by the breaking of the Kankanim plus the rainfall. So the main, that will be a hekya, people will not make the mistake. So it's, that is the shita of the Rash, and I'm not Tzav, not the Rash, the Rosh and the Rav. But the Rav and the Rash, they say both prerequisites are necessary. One is in Hashemimu, because the breaking of the Kankanim is a din of Amshoche, and Rabbi Elazar holds that Amshoche Bikule, or even Birube, is not good. And then, in addition, there has to be a Revi's Mayim at the very outset, because Rabbi Elazar Rishitose, that Revi's Mayim B'Tchilo passes, even though it's less than Gimelui. And here we are afraid, if there is no Revi's Mayim at the very outset, we are afraid that before the Kankanim break, so as a result of his bending on the Kankanim, he'll spill out a little bit of water, a release, and that will not be emotion. That will be simply show. Yes, what is it?
According to the Shita of the Rambam, isn't that sort of like Zera or Zera? Because Bayim Shuvim is only a Nisar Drabanan anyway.
All right, then. So, Gemara says many times, Kula Chodik Zera. So what? So how do we should explain it? So many times, I mean, so many times, the Gemara says Kula Chodik Zera. So when do we say Zera, Zera, when do we say Kula Chodik Zera? It all depends. If the Chachamim first starts a flame because of his Zera, and then years later, there's another minyan, or another version, or even the same version, but years later, and there's another discussion, and they decide to ask her something else, because if we don't ask her something else, so it might lead to a violation of the first Zera. Then, the general policy of the Chachamim is Zera, Zera, Zera. But suppose, at the same time the Chachamim discuss that we should answer one thing, so we should answer something else, then we don't say exhilaration. And in addition, you did not mind the veil, that means the release, Yishove. Why? Because if it is Yishove, so it's Abshochet. And Shochet. And since there's an Eshomi, so the major portion of the Memsol will be supplied by the rainfall. Only the mute of the Memsol. So the Meram Shochet is affected by the In Raflo Yishove, Kabishuva, Bin Kachu, Bin Kachu Shochet. Whether it's an Eshomi or not an Eshomi, whether it's not buying the trio or not. So it's still Yishoveh, because the Yishoveh Shikim is the Tam Shochet Bikula is effective. Oh Yichveh. Now according to Rabbi Lezer, Yichvenat. Now why Yichvenat? Why Yichvenat? So insofar, as, so in other words, so we have a double machlekes, a twofold machlekes to Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yishua. One machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yishua is whether the Shvira is permitted when it's not in the Shabbat. So, that's a machlokes on the question is whether Hamshocha Bikula is effective or not. Rabbi Lezer Shiti is not effective, Rabbi Yishua Shiti is effective. But Rabbi Lezer Shiti is that even if it is an Eshavim, and yes, we cannot mind it there. So, he's only allowed to break the Kankani, not to bend them down. Why not to bend them down? So Rabbi Lezer Shiti is, because what happens when you bend down? If you break, so then, as a result of the breaking, there is no water that comes out through his care. Only through the asoras mi'aminia, in other words. The water comes out through the force of gravity. But as long as it wasn't broken, there was a certain obstruction that prevented gravity from acting. But the moment you break the kfani of the kankani, so then gravity is free. So gravity won't be served now. So the water spills into the bay to the force of gravity, not to the keyhole. So the mayor, that's Amshot. But then there is another machlokes. But in the case where you bend it down, so in the case where you bend the kankani, not a drop of water is spilled out as a result of the breaking. Of course, we are henshish, maybe a little bit of water release will spill out before the breaking, as a result of the breaking. But as a result of the breaking, all the water that comes out as a result of the breaking comes out through the force of gravity, not through the keach hole. And the breaking is only removes the minea. Like this, there's an obstruction. Let's say, this is a David. If I break it, So the David is removed, the glass breaks off. So the David is removed, so the obstruction is eliminated. Once the obstruction is eliminated, so gravity is free to act upon the mind, that the mind should be still, not through keyhole, the keyhole. But suppose you don't break the tankani, you just bend it down, here is the mouth of the tankani. But like this, it stands erect, and then you put it out. You don't do anything else. So the bulk of the water will not come out through his tekeh hoda. Will come out through the force of gravity. But the first jet of water that comes out the moment you put it down will come out through tekeh hoda. It's like this. You have it back like this. You put it like this. So the first jet of water will come out through the keyaholder. But the bulk of the water, afterwards, after the first jet, will be through the force of gravity. So Rabbeza Shiki is, when do we say that if the water comes out through the force of gravity, not through the keyaholder, it's considered Amshoche, that is only if all the water that comes out so is through the force of gravity. But if you are capable of the tanka, so there a little bit of water, the first jet of water, the initial water that comes out, that spills out will be through his gear. So since and there will be a continuous spirit of water. There will be a continuous spirit of water, and the third jet of that water that is spilled into the bay will be full scale. So no, it's not considered Kamsha. And Rabbi Yeshua, first of all, holds the Kamsha hold the Kulo is a fact. So the Meirei doesn't have to be in his shop. Now as far as Rabbi Yishmael B'Tchilo, so that we know that Rabbi Yeshua is Chavit HaVreza. That was already mentioned in a previous mission. And then Rabbi Yishmael also holds that even though the first jet of the water will come out through his Keach, but the quantity of water that comes out, that spills out through the first jet, is less than Gimelugim. So that means that as long as the bulk of water so does not spill out through the Keach Odom, but through the force of gravity, so it's also considered Tamshot. Aber Le'are, if he mamish is Me'are, if he's mamish Me'are, so then if he picks it up and he's mamish Me'are, so then it is certainly Ktukeach. Now, I don't know why the Mishnah assumes that according to the Rash, when it says Avoloy Yare, so it means Avoloy Yare, it means he shouldn't pour directly into the mikveh. Let's say, if the mikveh, here is the dark. So Lo Yare means he shouldn't turn over the kanka and pour directly into the mikveh. Vashayikin, if he will not pour directly into the mikveh, he will pour it on Svasagar and spill it on Svasagar and then it will be down from the Svasagar into the mikveh. That is a lie, even if it's an aliyah. That's how the Mishnah Achrayim assumes. But I don't know why. Where do you see that? I think that from the Pashtes HaRosh of the Rash, it's mashma, but Lo Yare doesn't mean that Lo Yare that way. Let's say, here is the Veya, here is the Svasagar. So he shouldn't pour it like this. He shouldn't, his stems are Svasagar, he shouldn't pour it here, even though first it was still on the Svasagar, and then to the down. Even that he shouldn't. Because if we are going to say that a Lo Yare means that he shouldn't pour it directly into the bay. Not that he shouldn't pour it on his Svasagar. So why does Rabbi Yeshua say, "Beikach v'kach yishabei oyichbe"? Now, oyichbe means invert. You can't invert the Bavya, so you have to invert it al Svasagar. So al Svasagar, menachya, if it's mutar to pick up the kanka and throw it here, and spill it on the Svasagar, as long as he doesn't pour it directly into the mikveh. First he pours it on the Svasagar, and then it drips down into the mikveh. The mikveh, Allah has come with hammer, that it's mutar to be changed. When you invert, you can't invert the Avriya, impossible to invert the Avriya. So you have to invert it like this, on the Svasagar. So again, it starts filling out on the Svasagar and then it drips out. So in such a case, even all the Yivrich remove, unless you say that it says O Yichpe doesn't mean like this. Here is the Avriya, when it's like this, he inverts it like this. So the upper half, I mean, there is one half of the kankan that is already light, bad, but it still is able to do it because part of the kankan is lying on Svasagar. So that's why it says it's not mistaba. I think that even according to the Rash, when he says Avolo Yare, doesn't mean Avolo Yare directly into the picture. Avolo Yare, in other words, you shouldn't pick up the kanka and spill it on the Svasagar, even though he doesn't pour it directly into the mikveh. First he pours it on the Svasagar, and then it drips down from the Svasagar. So he shouldn't do it. But you ask, why shouldn't there be Amshachet? because the Rash agrees in the sheet of the Mordechai, it's only possible like that, that the Mordechai should be considered a Shocher, so he has to spill a Gimut Vochim away from the Mikveh. But if he spills it within Gimut Vochim from the Mikveh, then it's not a Shocher. So the Melee, when he says, Avoloi Yahare, he doesn't mean Avoloi Yahare directly after. Even not directly into the Mikveh, just Avoloi Yahare even al Svazagat. Even al Svazagat, what you ask. So if he's Mahal al Svazagat and then he drips down, so then it doesn't drip down the Kehre, because it's already in Kehre, it's Posakehre. Then he drips it when he's coming up here. So then it's Posakehre. Then it drips out. So it's Posakehre. So it should be on Shoche. Then so is the Rash agrees with the sheet of the Mordechai. That even when it is Posakehre, but if it is within Gimut Vochem, from the Svasa Mikveh, it's not on Shoche. So that's it. So when the Rav and the Rash say Avoy Yare, it doesn't mean Avoy Yare directly in the Mikveh. Even on the Svasa Gav is Avoy Yare. Because it's within Gimut Vochem. Mashiki Kefei Kefei. Even though it is within Gimut Vochem. Because by Kinke, so the bulk of water, except for the initial quantity, which is of a minimum, so the bulk of water comes out not through the Kiyah Odom, but through the force of breath. Alright. Now again, And we expect rain to fall. Wie machst du schon in den Namen schon meine Bälle ich bin ja die mir schon mal in Klasse ist nicht mehr mein schon kann nur war die Sphäre mit der Bälle schieben schon ich soll kommen oi wo bob so lo aber die schon schon in ich da haben sich ja mein wie soll da mit können mich schon auch schön in mein Frau und ich der hat die schon 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 mal gibt eine mal mit der Bälle gehen schwer aber soll kein da mal nur in mein Bälle sein nicht mit Trainer das ist mistake nachher hat Trainer bei Bitre רב ישוע אם אבין תחו לקחת מיקרים שלו, אם הוא לא תביא לסע מיקרה, אם יתחילו לניסון ולא רביס, וחשינו שאינו לבין, אם הוא יתגן לשביר, כבר עוד אדם לנשום, אם יש בלי אוכל המשרת שיהיה מיקרה, אם זה משהו שמשכו כולו אותו אלו, אבל הוא אוכל כרב לעזע, או איך בשביל הקנקן, אם שאלה גר, שאו יפרע מים מדי חומי בי, אלו יפרו צד אחר, ומשום נמשוך מבין. So you see how the Rav explains it. Even in respect to Kriya, so he doesn't visualize a case where this is the kankan. So he puts it like this, and half of the kankan is already in the avia, above the bay, above the chala bay. But he visualizes it like this. So the water first comes out on the svazagat and then it drips down. So the question is, that way, why should it be alright to be narrow that way too? So it's Posakehre. The answer is, the Rav agrees in the sheet of the Mordechai. That in order that Tamshoche should be effective, it has to be done three Tvachim away from the Be'er. But if it's not three Tvachim away from the Be'er, it's less than three Tvachim away, it's two Tvachim away from the Be'er. Two and a half Tvachim, two and three quarters of a Tevach away. So then in Mitzad Aloch of Lovut, it's considered as if it had been spilled in the Be'er itself. Alright. אבל יאמר שמדיעת הקאמין ביו אינסון נעשו כמיים שורים שהרויש בהם תפיסס ידי אודום and the Mshoche is not realized. Why? Because it's not מתווכים away. Alright, now the next question. הסיות ששוכחות את דיבר ונשמע למים אם היה מים צוק בגב את כל שהוא איש בהם ולמד לאיש בעיה, דיבר רבו עזר, רבי שואלים, אבל כך וכך איש בעיה, נעבר צידרה. הסייר רבו מנסה עשות לסבי הפיסי, כדי שיער זריק ומימו, ודאר כמו בי הסייר רבו עוציץ, ואיסי בי אלוהי במים שירים, ומי ישכה עוציץ, איך המים נשמר לי, in other words, a bear is used in order to preserve water. But if you don't plaster the surface of the bay. So then, all the bay will, the bay will absorb all the water. So you can't preserve anyone. In order to prevent the Kalka bay and the Defnia bay from absorbing, from being belaya, all the water, so you have to plaster. You have to put a seed coating on the surface of the bay. So the sire, the plasterer, he keeps his plaster, the seed, in a vessel. So then he put a certain measure of plaster of seed in the seeds, in a pot, and then he wanted to work, and he left it in the bay itself. And then there was water in the bay. So that vessel, that pot, so became filled up with water. And it became filled up with water so much that the water flows above the rim of the vessel. So then it doesn't become shoal because then if the water of the bay flows over the mouth of the vessel, so that means that the water in the vessel is connected with the water in the bay. So it's not shoal, because the water in the bay is mechuber. And since it flows over, so it means it's mechuber and yuret with the water in the bay. So the water in the vessel, in the otzitz itself, is natural. So Yishka then is allowed to break. Vinla. Lo Yishka. So why? Because if it's natural from Al-Gabo, so then it is shown. We must finish, but Diva and a blessing. Rabbi Yeshua Imeir, Bintachu Yishmeir. Why? Because we are doing here in the case when it's not in Eschat. Because if we had been dealing with the case where it's the rain season, so then even Rabbi Yeshua would be made it. Even Rabbi Yeshua would be made it that even though the water doesn't flow above the rim of the vessel, so it's still alive because it's amshoch. When it breaks, it can come in, so it's amshoch. But in view of the fact that it's in Yishan, so according to Rabbi Lezer, amshoch of the is not effective. So maybe it cannot make the kankan, because all the water, the major portion of the men's soul will be supplied by the water in the kankan, and amshoch of the is not effective. So that's why he says, if he doesn't throw the ball, so then he's not allowed to play the kankan. When Rabbi Yeshua Yishito say, he shita is that Amshocha B'Kula is effective, so even if he doesn't throw the ball, so it's not of Maldabo, so he can still break it. Even though it's not new Yishon, so it will be Kulei Moshuk. Kulei Moshuk, according to Mishuah, it's also alive. Now the next is, Hamisad Yatankam in Yisichabei. Yes, what is it?
Do we have the Hamshacha affected here at all? Because there's no Gimel Tefachim since the part of this Messiah is right there in the board.
No. If it's done on the Shvira, then we don't have to resort
to it. Don't have to come to.
When do we have the result of retrochim distance? If it's done by picking up the vessel and dumping it on the karka, so then it has to have been retrochim away. But if it's done through shvira, so then kiyach odom is not involved there. Nothing takes place through Kriya Korma, just through the force of gravity. Why? Amisadakan kambisi habei at ismal mayim. Ano kishibol habei resmeim obareze yishbei. What does it mean, Amisadakan kambisi habei? So, he wants that bear, he wants to use as a vine press. As a vine press. So, and then he'll put, that's his plan, that it will be used as a vine press. So, and then you'll have to put many cane, you'll have to put many cane in the bear. And fill up the cane in the vessels with wine. But he is afraid that the vessels, because everything in the vessels have a big absorption capacity. In other words, an earthen vessel, a clear harris, can absorb a relatively large quantity of wine. Now, and he doesn't want to lose any wine, because he wants, let's say, if he has a bottle that can keep, let's say, one loop of wine in there, a bottle that has a capacity, if the hole has a capacity of one loop of wine, he doesn't want that, let's say, one-fifth of the loop should be absorbed by the dampen of the vessel. So he wants that the families, the walls of the earthenware vessels should absorb the maximum. Should absorb maximum, not wine, but water. For water is cheaper than wine. So the manual, he puts up, let's say, 10 kankan. And the bear has water. So the manual, the outside, let's say, if this is here is a bear, and then this is a kanka. So then there is water. So water is nidra in the dampen from the outside. So if it stays there a long time, the families of all the kankani will absorb the maximum capacity of absorption. If the maximum capacity of absorption is one-fifth of the loop, okay, so they'll absorb one-fifth of the loop. Then, when it fills up the kankani, so no wine will get lost, because every drop of wine that will be poured into the kankan inside will remain inside. Nothing will be able to be nidra in the dampen, because the dampen is already full with water. It absorbs the maximum water according to its capacity. Samsada kankani bisi habeya vidismalu mani. And then there was so much water in the bayya, so through the outside it was nidra, and then it penetrated into the inside. In other words, it became so oversaturated with bayya that a great deal of water that was nidra from this side, because there was water, so when was nifrat into the tail of the kankan. Hamisada kankan misichaber v'nismal emayim aval pishel bola abir esmeimot. And then no water remained inside the tail haber, because the kankan abir was glaya, all the water. It wasn't pressed there. So mele, the kankan abir absorbed all the water. And the only water that remains is the water that we can see inside the kankan. Inside the tank, out of the shed of Abir Smeimo, the mind the bear. Ela usually can come in. How is it is bear? So, in other words, this can only accord with Rabbi Yeshua Shikin, that Revi's mind with Chilo doesn't pass. But according to Rabbi Lezer, that Revi's mind with Chilo passes. So, how can we resort to Shira? What is Shira? Shira is like Amshoch. But according to Rabbi Lezer, If the bayah is empty, has no water, and here we are dealing with a bayah that was tolaya all the water, and the only water that there is the water inside the kamkam, in the teich of the kamkam, and then he'll break it. So that will be amshoche. That will be amshoche. So, but we should be chayshish before the kamkam break, when he starts baking again the kamkam. So this water will spill out from this kankan into the bayah, and that will be shown, because it will spill out through his force, through the order. So the answer is no, because this mission was before the Trebleza. It's according to Rabbi Yeshua. This is how the Rav explained. Hamsada kankanim shirit be bayah, and his mouth, ala kishibu abayas nima vimayim yidiyam shikakanim, harizi ish bayah. כי ישוע דין רביז פנסו עם שבי, עם שבי הסתם קאמים ואיזה מיקרו בתחילו. Now we learn that, the next rest mission, with raps. Then we go with the rush. מיקרו שיש בי אבו עם סום מים ביטי. There is a mikve that has אבו עם סום, and the אבו עם סום consists not exclusively of water, and a little bit of mud too. The blazer in there might be only mine, it might be only tea. According to the blazer, you can, if a person will immerse himself partially in the mud, let's say, you are building a case where there is mud, there is a substantial quantity of mud, and then on top of it, there is water. So when a person immerses himself, so his face, his shoulders, his hands might be immersed in the water that floats above the mud, but his feet will be immersed in mud. So such a theory according to Rav Lezer is not a good theory. Rav Lezer is a magyum de mayum, magyum de teeth. In other words, his whole group has to be immersed in the water, not partly in water and partly in the mud. And same thing would be true of Tfilas Keilah. Suppose you want to immerse a Keilah. A Keilah that was needful. So, let's say this is a Keilah, and you want to immerse it. So, if the water starts here and here, so there is mud, and he immerses part of the Keilah, the bottom part of the Keilah, he immerses, he plunges in the mud, it's not good. But the Bishur even mind with it. Remind with it. In view of the fact that there is aloche, that mute mud is mitzvah to the Memsoch, in other words, the halacha is like this. Completely memso consisting of moist mud is not a kashomer. But if there is 21 so of the water and 19 so of mud, so then the halacha is that the 19 so of mud is mitzure to the 20 so, 21 so of water, and together it is memso, it's a mikvache. But so Kabbalah's Ashiti is, even though they are mitzvah, but the immersion has to take place exclusively in the water. Rabbi Yeshua says, in view of the fact that the mute of mud, 19 so of mud, is mitzvah, with 21 so of water to be mashed in the mikra of them, so merely a partial immersion of the goof or of the keleh can. Part of the goof or the keilah can be plunged in the mud as well. Based if not believing, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, the teacher might talk about that. But suppose you have mud and water, let's say here you have just moist mud, and here you have water, and the person plunges, and one foot is plunged in the mud, that mind is not suffering. The other foot is plunged in the mind that is suffering, in mud that the mind is suffering. So it's not being good feeling. In other words, if any part of teeth that doesn't have mind suffering or double is not, so it really cannot take place. We teach a mind being to my being, we teach a mind suffering or double. Even according to Rabbi Yeshua. Holy, of course, it's needless to mention according to Rav Lezer, because according to Rav Lezer, even the mind is not double. You still cannot plunge part of the goof or part of the keleh in the teeth. Everything has to be plunged in the mind itself. That's the example I just mentioned. Now the law is that teeth is mitzvah. Mute teeth, mute mud is mitzvah. 19 saw mud is mitzvah to 21 saw what? So does it mean every kind of mud, even if the mud is not moist, is very thick, that couldn't be. So, in other words, so what kind of mud can be mitzvah, be mute to water, let's say 19 saw mud, can be mitzvah to 21 saw water, if the mud itself is a modicum of liquidity, I mean, so it partakes of the liquid character. You know, you have solids, you have liquids, and then you have in between, you know, you have like a gel substance. So it's partially, it's semi-solid, semi-liquid. So in other words, what kind of teeth can be mitzvah be muted to the raw water only if it is substantially liquid, but it's not completely liquid. So what degree of liquidity has to be in order that the teeth should be able to be mitzvah with the water? So basically, the teeth are king and here and there. If the teeth is so soft that the reed will not sink. The reed will sink. Will sink in the water. Will sink into it. So that means, in other words, in water a reed can sink. In solid a reed cannot sink. So if the teeth, the mud, is so soft that when you push in, when you throw in a reed, it will sink into it. So it's sufficiently liquid. So that teeth is considered sufficiently liquid to be mitzureh with man. Shakonir, dear and may, rebuke in the area, mocking, shake the amino in the area. It has to be so soft that a measuring rod will not be able to stand in it. In other words, according to the mayor, it requires a higher degree of liquidity than according to the view. In other words, the coming here and mayor is descriptive of a greater degree of softness, of liquidity, than mocking, change the anger. In other words, if it is so soft that a measuring rod will not be able to stand it, it will fall down. So there does not require such liquidity as Konyerabim. So that each tunnel that is mentioned is more vehicle than the preceding one. In other words, Agadmeya, he is the biggest machin, because he requires the highest degree of softness, of liquidity, of all the tunnel mentioned. Then Rabbi Yudeh doesn't require such a high degree of softness, of liquidity, as the mayor. Even if it is not so liquid-like that a reed will sink by itself, but if it is sufficiently liquid-like that a measuring rod, so will not be able to stand in it, it's also liquid enough. So in other words, he is the mayor of all the Tanoi mentioned. So he is the mayor, is the biggest man. He requires the highest degree of liquidity mentioned here in the Mishnah by the Bofana. Rabbi Yudeh says no. Rabbi Yudeh is not so much. Even if it is not so liquid-like, so soft, that the reed will sink immediately into it, but if it is liquid enough, liquid-like enough, that the measuring rod will not be able to stand in it, so it is also considered like mayim to be mitzureh with mayim mamish. As long as it is soft enough so that the plummet will not be able to stand, so it's considered sufficiently equalized. Now it is more mahmir than the preceding time. There, Rabbezer Emir Halil Vichobis, he is even, I mean, in other words, he is more maker, not more mahmir, the biggest mahmir. So I mean a mistake, I said. So that Rabbezer Ben Gurion is more maker than Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbezer himself is more maker than Rabbezer Ben Gurion. Because according to Rabbezer, even if it is not soft enough so that the plummet will sink, but if it is soft enough so that you'll be able to take a piece of mud, let's say you detach a portion of a piece of mud from that mud in the mikveh, and that piece of mud will be able to go down through the neck of the hobbyist, so it is considered suffering. Rabbi Shimon Meir, Amich Magwish Beres Amir. And even if it is soft enough so that it will be able to go through the spout of the water skin, so it's also considered liquid like enough. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzonik Meir, Haminda Beru, he is the biggest maker of all that I know you mentioned. So his shio is the biggest for. In other words, as long as it is a meshit, as it's the meshit state, so that you could measure it in a loop, you could do a certain pass that, you know, that had just the capacity of the loop. So now let's say you couldn't fill up, let's say, oranges and apples, those parts. But if it is soft enough, if the teeth is soft enough so that they could be nimda b'lug in that bottle that was a certain measure, so it's considered capable of being mitzvah with mine. So he is the biggest maker. I'm just about to say. All right. Rabbi Shimon mitzvah mayim, kisha mayim shofno gabati, but with Agav Shekin the teeth, my being Rabbi Shimon kisha mayim kabni. So you couldn't possibly plunge the whole goof or the whole chair in the water that floats above. So then you cannot be table, another one will be killed. But let's say you have to be table in Mahat. Doesn't require much space, so you can plunge the mahat just in the water that floats above the teeth, so it's okay. Allah Hekram Yishir Shekhar 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 Reich Hashteyetz Boyes, Sheres Aleid means the Reich Hashteyetz Boyes of these two fingers, together, from here to here. Anina Gulu Kozman Shorach, Kokashim Gulu, Mukhishmazim Mabbeitz, Munim Datim, Amikro Yit Elibay, Va'aloche Ki Rabbi Yehud, now that. That was the mokia for the Rav that knows Shah. You know, the time of the Melilla is fine to be Trio. The Mishnah is because of them, the Mina is showing me. All you need is about time to pay. Be less than the Kazuna day. But that's the Gil Sam, the Rosh and the Rambam. Let's see the Rosh, a Mishnah Zayin. Hamia, Pio Yasin, the Tereskiani. You never will become my Yitoya Yokla, Pio Meir. After that, say, he was a Mikra Vitrio Yitoya. In other words, when a Mikra is filled up, directly the Gia Hodom, the Tushi Vitoya, Tamulima Mayo, Mamayo, Mishamayo, Mikri Mishamayo, Ima Mayo, Shinji, the Sadodo, Afrika, Shinji, the Yodo, Yotam, Yakan, Kamu, Shadar, Nismal Mayo, Tamulima Bay, who please must be a